It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. It's Brock and Hunter. Welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson Cycle.
It's gold,
Brock. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold podcast, Brock. Of course, Gilson Cycle, bringing it to you every single weekday, the Plan B After Show podcast. You can find Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, or give them a call, 269-876-0882. Also, find them on Facebook. Seriously, the riding months are dwindling down. Make sure you get your two-wheel beast out on the road. If you need it worked on, Gilson Cycle, man, they got you covered. And great reviews on Google. Check that out. If you need your motorcycle fixed, they got you covered, man. Even just tune-ups, basic.
You're from Michigan. Your time is ticking.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be riding that thing in snow, so get on it. Hit up Gilson Cycle. All right, it's Friday, so that means we got five facts, five opinions for Friday. Let's get it on. Your first fact and first opinion: Anderson Cooper doesn't have any formal journalism training. He got his degree in political science from Yale and did his summer internship at the CIA.
I don't know if I like Anderson Cooper.
You know, he seems a little smug at times.
Smug. I was going to say that, smug.
Yeah. I think he does a good job, and he's you know, obviously covered a lot of things. But, yeah, there are times where he does get a little smug. I could see that. So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of I'm indifferent. Like, if he's doing a report, that's fine. If he's not doing a report, that's fine. That's kind of where I'm at with Anderson Cooper.
Your hair's not that white. Get out of here with that white hair.
That's fake white hair. You dye it white.
Fake. He does, doesn't he? There's no way that anybody's hair is that white.
What he could maybe.
How old is he, like 22?
I think he's a little bit older than that. Let's see. Anderson.
Had white hair since he was like 10. There's no way.
Anderson Cooper is 53.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he could do? Maybe he could have like salt and pepper, but he just dyes it the rest white so it looks better, you know?
Yeah. He goes to the same salon as Bob Barker. I'm telling you. There's no way anybody's hair gets that white. Unless you're from Florida and you play a lot of golf. That's it.
Maybe he does. Maybe he plays a lot of golf. Is Bob Barker still alive? He is. Man, oh man.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah,
96 still years old.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Bob Barker, dude.
I swear to God, if COVID takes Bob Barker, I'll be pissed. Fact number two, opinion number two. It's illegal to mispronounce the word Arkansas in Arkansas. You probably won't get arrested for calling it Arkansas, but they won't be happy. Dude, fuck Arkansas. Arkansas sucks. Dude, bunch of hillbillies down there in Arkansas, man.
It's weird. I'm pretty sure if you put a blank map out of the United States, it'd take me a second.
Yeah.
To point to Arkansas.
I will say there is a nice part. The Ozarks are in Arkansas, but dude, oh my God, the hillbillies in Arkansas. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just if you want racism, go to Arkansas, for God's sakes. Just a turd bowl
right
of a state.
Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Right next to Louisiana?
Yep. It's below Missouri, in between Alabama and Louisiana.
Huh. I really think of Arkansas that much.
Yeah, you should. Don't worry. You're not missing out on anything. You don't need to think about Arkansas. Garbage. Let's see. Fact number three, opinion number three. Redheads have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. The average redhead has 90,000 strands of hair versus 110 strands for blondes, 140 strands for brunettes. But red hair is thicker than the other two.
Huh. I could see that, yeah. That
don't you have red hair? You have red hair, don't you?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, you could probably see my chin if I grew my beard out, which I can't.
You ginger fuck.
What? I never understood that. Like, why do people's... I'm not a redhead, like a you know, the orange hair. Like there's...
Any kind of red counts as a ginger, you ginger fuck.
Hey, be careful, bro. You're going to get choked out by a ginger, and then you're going to be like, okay, I'll shut my mouth.
You curly redheaded fuck.
God. What is it? What is the thing with making fun of ginger? I never got that.
I think just because it's, the old redheaded stepchild, probably because there's so few redheads. I mean, there's not... Here, I'm going to look. How much of the pot? How
that makes no sense because there's not a lot of them. You make fun of them. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that and two, we've people have hated on the Irish for a long time. As I think, and redheads are related, are associated with the Irish, and the Irish people got kind of a rough shake of it here in America. How much of the population is red?
There's no answer, though. Why? Why? Don't get it.
Only 2% of the population is redhead. Wow.
Is it because, this is what I think in my brain. Is it because the genuine consensus is, yes, sometimes redheads are... They're little mean children. Like sometimes they're like, I don't know. I knew a lot of redheads that are fantastic people, fantastic athletes. But there's always that one redhead that ruins it for the rest of them. It's just a terrible child.
Let's see. Okay, I'm looking. Why do people hate redheads? I'm going to go to this one, theweek.com.
It's a rough word, dude. Dude, it's just.
Redhead? Ginger? Are people with red hair, gingers, redheads, individuals of unusual rufosity less attractive than people with other hair colors? This is a, let's see. And, oh, of course. This is, here's the thing, is that redheads can go one of two ways. They can, like, a redheaded woman can either be gorgeous. You give me, like, a redheaded a chick with, like, green eyes, son of a bitch, man, all day long. Or it's like, goo! Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think maybe it just comes down to, you know, being associated with Irish, and the Irish people have gotten kind of a rough shake from the rest of the population. So, yeah, there you go.
I'll complain to Brock at WIRX.com. Yeah,
that's
I love
it. Like you said, I'll take a hot redheaded chick, but the rest of you ginger fucks, get out of here.
Jeez, dude.
Fact number four, opinion number four. Cassius Clay never legally changed his name to Muhammad Ali, mainly because in the 60s, you didn't need to. The Social Security Administration didn't require a legal change to switch your info on your Social Security card. So it was pretty easy to say, yeah, this is my name now.
Dude, these people, chalk it up. Another reason why, like, the 70s, 60s, and 70s, you didn't know what was going on sometimes. You just do things.
Just
do things. And like, okay, I guess. Things, times have changed, man. Holy cow. Here's another thing I wanted to say. Cassius. What? Was that a popular name back then?
Cassius? Is it Cassius or Cassius? I always say Cassius Clay. Or is it Cassius?
I think I always say Cassius.
There's no H in there. Cassius Clay. Cassius. Now I can't say it. Now I can't fucking say it. Cassius Clay. But it does look like it'd be Cassius, C-A-S-S-I-U-S. It should be Cassius Clay, right?
I don't know.
My brain hurts. Either way.
Muhammad Ali just sounds better.
It does. If you could change your name to anything else, what would you change it to? Ginger fuck.
Oh, dude, I got brown hair. Shut up.
Yeah, whatever, you ginger, it's in there.
All right, you dirtbag. Shut you. I always thought of it as a kid, like, oh, I could change my name. As a kid, I always wanted to be like a Cameron, like a Cam. But now I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why would I pick that? That's terrible. And it's not a terrible name if your name's Cameron, but it's not for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like my name, dude.
Hunter's a good name. I think that's it's a good name. I like it. I like it. It fits you. Now, granted, that's a name I know you as. So it's right. Weird, you know, if you were just say, oh, no, by the way, now my name's Brian. I'd be like, you're not Brian.
Like, guys, I was lying to you the whole time. Yeah. I'm really just Jason.
Yes, yes. You're Frank. What? Your name's Frank? I've been lied to.
Sometimes it would be nice to just have the old, good old common name, though, you know? It's like when you go to gift shops, you can always get that keychain because it's always on, you know, just go to the B section. Bill. Bob.
Yeah. Which, you know? Okay, Bob, Robert. Bob from Robert makes sense.
Bob.
You know?
Rob.
Robert. Yeah. Bob. Okay, yeah, we're going to call you Bob. But then you got William, which
You'd
is
be Bill.
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 You know? Yeah, Bill from William.
Willie.
Or Willie, that's, yeah.
I know a Willie.
Yeah. What's some other ones? There's one that's longer than the name itself. Which one is that?
Yeah.
You have Ed for Edward. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hunt for Hunter.
Hun.
Hun.
Come here, hun.
All right. Anyway, fact number five, opinion number five. We'll wrap it up before we taper off completely. Woody, I actually knew this one. Woody Harrelson's father, Charles, was a hitman who was convicted of killing a federal judge in Texas in 1979. He died in federal prison doing a life sentence.
I mean, if you look at Woody Harrelson, you kind of could see it, you know.
Yeah, what's that movie he was in with?
Natural Born Killers?
Natural Born Killers. He plays a killer in that one, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so. Naturally born, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe he's got it in him, man. Maybe that's why he smokes weed all the time, because he's suppressing the murderer in him.
You know, I'm going to watch that movie this weekend. Yeah. That's a great movie, Brock. Natural Born Killers.
I haven't seen it.
It's one of those movies that... It's one that my sister had, and it was one of those where, like, I couldn't watch it because my parents wouldn't let me watch it.
Yeah,
but I, like, snuck downstairs and watched it one time and was like, oh, my God. As a kid, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
I learned a lot of things watching that movie.
1994. Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in I don't know how long. So, God, he's got hair in that movie. I forgot about that. Well, at least to start. It's not very thick hair, but it's there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Need snake juice. I need the snake juice. It's a crazy movie.
Yeah, I should check that. It's been so long since I've seen that one. I think last time I saw it was like in college for the first time.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I do remember the most about that movie is the soundtrack. My sister had the CD as well with the movie.
Is your sister a murderer? Good God.
Yeah, she might have been, dude.
Calm down. She's murdering my cock.
God, dude. Come on. Jeez. It's my sister. I don't care. You know when everybody talks about your sister? Oh, don't talk about her.
Yeah.
I never really cared.
She's a grown woman. She can do what she wants.
It's so many buddies that would get so pissed off. Who ever talk about my sister?
I'm going to beat you up, man. I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to like do it if you're like, you know, trying to hurt her. Yeah.
Go for
whip
it.
Your ass, but
I could be your brother-in-law, Hunter.
Oh, God.
Imagine me brother. At every brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
What if you did, though?
It'd be crazy. Do I get your blessing? Let's say for some reason Kiki and I don't work out. God forbid something happens to my amazing wife. Would you be okay if I courted your sister?
Damn, son. It'd be like the movie The Good Son, but we'd just be a little bit older. You know, you're like the terrible child that sneaks into the family. trying to plot to murder me.
And then I become the favorite child and your parents leave everything to me.
God, dude, I can see it. It's all laid out. I've seen this movie before.
That'd be terrible.
You bastard. You stay away from my sister. Now I'm getting pissed.
And to Brock, our son-in-law, who is... like the son we never had. Wait, he had two sons. What are you talking about?
He's got that shit-eating grin on your face. Yes, I did it. I did
it. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
No, Dad, he's lying. He's a bad guy. Hunter, go to your room.
At the end of
it. You go to your room.
At the end of it, I'm on my deathbed all these years later. The family standing around. You're staying around. And I'm like, I pranked you so good, bro.
It was me. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I did this just to prank you. Epic. Anyway. All right. On that note, why don't you just text me your sister's number in case?
You stay away. You stay away from my sister, you bastard.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. Have a great whatever. If you're listening to this morning, have a great rest of your day. If you're listening to it at night, enjoy your sleep, and we'll see you guys next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
All of you stay away from my sister.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.